A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Pei Zayim, Menachas 87a, pagination is 173. Starting from the bottom of the page as we begin the 10th perek of Menachos. Shtei midos shal yavesh hayu bamikdosh. There were two types of measures regarding dry items in the Beis HaMikdosh. Isaron, vachatzi isaron, something called an isaron, and something called half of an isaron. Now, you could see the root word of isaron. It's a tenth, eser, a tenth of something, and indeed, it's going to be a tenth of an ephah, which is another type of measure. And this isaron is the same thing as something called an omer. We find, for example, in Parshas Beshalach, that the portion of mun for each person was omer lagul goles. An omer, according to the head count, according to the individual. Rashi, at the end of the section in Parshas Beshalach dealing with the mon, the end of Perek Tes Zayin, tells us that Asiris Ho'efa, this Isaron, otherwise known as an Omer, is Shir Lachala V'Lamenachos. It is the measure used for Chala, for the mitzvah of Chala, if you have that amount of flour, then the dough that's created thereby is going to be obligated in taking that portion off and either giving it to the Kohen, or in our time it's Tameh, we just separate it, it's Truma status, and we burn it. V'laminachos, and this Asiris Ho'efa, otherwise known as an Omer, is also the amount that's used in Menachos, which is our topic. And so we have this statement in the Mishnah that in the Beis HaMikdash there were shtei midos shal yavesh, two measures for dry things, measuring cups. Volume, hayu b'mikdash, isaron, the amount known as an isaron, as we said, or known as an omer. It would be called an isaron, as the Pasuk says, asiris ho'efa. It's a tenth of that known larger measure. Vachatzi isaron, and the half isaron measure as well. Let's skip to the second line of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah asks, isaron mayhayo meshamish, what was the function of the isaron measure? Shabo hayo modid l'chol ha-menachos. That's how they measured out the flour for all of the menachos. In fact, the Mishnah continues, when you had an animal that required three isaron, or two isaron, like a par, a bull, or an ayil, a ram, where the Pasuk says, you need three for this, or two for that, they would not have a measure known as a three isaron or a two isaron, elamodidon esronos. Rather, they had an isaron, and they would do it twice or three times as necessary. So again, the Mishnah tells us these are the two basic measures, and somehow they managed whatever they needed using these two utensils. The Mishnah concludes, Chatzi Isaron Mahayo Meshamesh. What was the function of the half Isaron? Shebo Hayo Modid Chaviti Kohen Gadol, because that's what was needed for the special offering that the Kohen Gadol brought each day. Mechza Baboker Umechza Beinu Arbayim. Half was brought in the morning, half was brought in the evening. It started off as an Isaron, one entire isaron, but then they had to divide it. And that was the function of the chatzi isaron, specifically for his offering. So we're told that the basic measure was an isaron. Even the chatzi isaron is more of a derivative. It's just to divide the isaron. It's basically isaron is the measure of choice. So one of the things that often confounds people is getting used to the measures in the time of the Talmud, the Hebrew measures, and understanding how they interact one with the other, which one is bigger, which one is smaller. So to do a little exercise, we go to Yoredeya Shin Chaf Dalid, which is the simin in Hilchas Chala that describes how big, how much flour has to be there in order to be obligated in the mitzvah of challah. And indeed, it's an isaron, an omer, as we quoted from Rashi in Parshas Beshalach. That's the number. These numbers are all coinciding, same amount. And the Mechaber writes that it's mem gimel beya vachamishis beya. It's 43 egg sizes and a fifth of an egg. Where do we get this number from? What is indeed the correlation between a beya, an egg, and the isaron, the omer, that we've been describing? So if we look at that same Rashi in Parshas Beshalach, he gives us the equation, which therefore gives us this conclusion quite easily. The pasuk states, Ha'omer asiris ha'efa. The omer is a tenth of an efa. Hence, as I explained, the term isaron, associated with Omer. Says Rashi, Ha'efa shalosh se'in. The efa is three se'in. Va'sa'ah vav kabin. And the sa'ah, each one, is six kabin. V'ha'kav dalid lugin. And every kav is four lug. V'ha'lug vav beitzim. And every lug is six eggs. This methodology of giving you the list is similar to a person who would say there are four quarters in a dollar, and then you keep going down the derivatives. So how many nickels are in a quarter, and how many pennies are in a nickel? So Rashi's doing that for us as well. So if we do the math, the Eifa is three se'in. So moving down, you need the number three. Three se'in to make an Eifa. But if you break it down further into kav, so you need six kav for every sa'ah. That means six times three is your working number of how many kav you need. That's 18. Hakav dalid lugin. In every kav are four lug. So let's multiply the 18 by 4. And that tells you how many lugin there are in an eifa. That's 72. V'halug vav beitzim. And every lug has six eggs in it. So let's take our number 72 and multiply it by 6. That gives us 432, and that's the number of eggs in an eifa, in the large, not in the large quantity. But we're dealing with asiris ha'efa, a tenth of an eifa. So the number 432 has to be divided by 10 to give me a tenth of an eifa. The resulting number is 43.2. 0.2 meaning 2/10, or 1/5. That means that you need 43 eggs and 2/10, or 1/5 of an egg measure, in order to equal the Asiris HaEifa, the tenth of an Eifa. And that's where that odd number, 43 and 1/5, it was simply we punched the numbers to figure out, based on the size of an egg, which was considered a known quantity, a known size, how big this Omer really is. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.